بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The king was having his haircut and it is the way of the barber that he gives you a commentary of the whole world, what's happening in space, outer space, in Iran, Turan, the whole world he'll tell you. I think most of you all must have had holy haircut in the madrasa, so you all don't know about a barber shop. In our childhood we used to go to the barber. The whole alif to assalam, all the news you want to get, all the ghibat, the panchat, everything, word for word you'll get it. I don't know why this panchat and all this is associated to the barber. That's why they say that if you want to publicize anything, then must say it to a woman or a barber with this note of caution: don't say it to anybody. And the woman or the barber will tell the whole world with the same note: don't say anybody. And go into the whole world with that same word of caution: that don't say it to anybody. He was having his hair cut. The barber is making a suggestion to the king. He says, my son is grown up now and your daughter is also grown up. King's face turned red. In India, in the eastern countries, hijab is looked at with contempt. That was then, in those days. In fact, in our childhood also, the barber was looked with a lot of contempt. Now it's a profession of praise, beautician and all that, beautician and what have you. The same thing, barbering thing, but just that in a different style they're doing it, plucking out hair from here, there, everywhere. They're doing the same thing. But now that same work has become so specialized, and this type of cut and that type of cut and that type of hair will pluck out and pull out. So he's suggesting to the king that my son is grown up and your daughter is also of age, you see. So it's he gave the muqaddama, the whole muqaddama he gave it, the sughra and kubra. Hadd al-awsat, you must take out yourself. You know, that's the conclusion, you must take out yourself. King got red. And kai kya hi acha, inki shadi ho jati. And the king couldn't hold his anger. He went up. And he said, before I slay this, at least let me speak to the wazir. So the wazir said, don't jump to conclusions. What you do is, you move the barber's chair from that spot to another spot. And then see what happens. So they moved it from that spot, and they brought it to another room. Now the barber is quiet, composed, calm, not saying anything. The king is wondering now that just now this was the type of talk and now his whole ways all changed. What happened? So the king started off the subject himself. You know, meri bachchi ki bhi umar ho gayi, aapke bachcha ka umar. He was just saying this and the baba said, ऐसी बात हरगिज़ नहीं कहनी चाहिए. Never see such a thing. Your daughter, the princess of the entire state, and weird. How could you say such a thing? Anyway, now the king got more surprised that here his behavior was something else, and at that spot. So now he experimented it himself again. All right. Bring the chair back into the original spot. Again, he started the same old song. mera bachcha aur teri bachchi, and right, carried on. So he asked the wazir, what is the secret? He says, you want to know the secret? In that first spot where you were having your haircut, just unearth that place. Just dig up that place. So they dug up the place, or they opened the place, they found some vault with some wealth, jewelry and whatever, all kingdoms, so big vault of jewelry, precious stones. And so the wazir said, actually ye paiso ki garmi thi aur ye isko bardasht nahi kar paya. This was the heat of wealth, and this person could not take that heat, he could not handle that heat, and he was blurting out things. It was not of his own, the effect of that heat, he couldn't contain it, he couldn't handle it. Therefore, when you moved him out of that spot, now he came back to his normal self. When you brought him to that spot, again he started that also. So you see, environment, people, all have their own influences. Each person says, no, I will be able to handle it. And he's got that wealth, he says, no, I will be able to handle it. He says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آهَدَ اللَّهَ لَيْنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. They make that promise, they make that pledge with Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala only grants us that wealth, then we will give out in charity and we'll do this. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِيلُوا بِهِ. But the moment Allah Ta'ala grants it to them, that their whole attitude changes. They become miserly, proud, arrogant. They move away. So as a result, what happens? فَعَاقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَا. Because of them breaching this pledge with Allah Ta'ala, because of the breach of this pledge, they are now remunerated and they are rewarded with hypocrisy right till the day of Qiyamah. The hypocrisy will be on their hearts. There will be a seal of hypocrisy. So this environment, places, and these different things that are of fitna in this world have their own effect. Wealth has its effect, environment has its effect, people have their effect and influence. We would like that to happen. We would like a certain environment, we would like a certain type of a wealth, we would like a certain type of influence and power and position. But all these things, they have the khasiyat of their own. They don't come just like that, they come with their own khasiyat. You see, a small child, let him wear a police uniform with a toy gun and see his behavior. And his whole behavior will be different. Now, change his clothing, let him wear the clothing of a Molana, now his behavior will be different. You want to hold on asa and say Alhamdulillah, you know, he'll do as though he's giving a bayan. And you will put him in that police uniform, they will be taking out his gun, handcuffing someone. So the whole outlook, the whole attitude, the whole, his whole tabiat takes a change. So the child is more close to nature than ourselves. We will restrain ourselves. We won't be spontaneous in our behavior. We won't be spontaneous. We'll be a little bit bashful. We'll be a little bit ashamed. See, the child, he's not like that. He wants to cry, he'll cry. He wants to shout, he'll shout. He's not so conscious of the environment that's around him. But the grown-up person says, you know, how can I cry in front of everybody? What will people think of me? He wants to laugh also. So he won't just laugh loud. be controlled in his laughter. So the grown-up person will be different. A child, he'll just carry whatever comes his way, he'll just let drive. If the chocolate also, he'll eat it and bless himself. He's not worried about it. Really not worried about it. 3-4 year old child. Unless the mother made him like a grown-up person from that age. There's some stupid mothers nowadays. And the 3-4 year old, hey, don't dirty yourself, don't dirty yourself. And small chocolate piece here, hey, wash your face. So the mother is over particular, that poor child is catching it all the time. Otherwise he behaves his normal self. Some fruit came and he's eating it. And his whole kurta, his clothing, everything is messed up. Just now, 5 minutes ago they dressed him. And 5 minutes later, now the whole clothing is changed. Now they say, now we're just going for farwa now, we're going for visiting. And this is what this child is doing. See. So these things have their own effect. See. Now the problem is that how do we retain ourselves? How do we retain ourselves? Everybody has this fikr, this concern, that in the month of Ramadan, then you're in the masjid, then you're in i'tikaf, then whilst you are listening to these type of talks, you build up a certain type of concern, consciousness, awareness, and you feel that spirit, you feel within you, you feel that power, you feel that current running through you. But then you aspire for this current to continue with you afterwards as well. Why doesn't the same current continue with you all the time? The reason is obvious, the reason is simple. Reason is, you see, it's a current, right? And the current will be strongest if the connection is right. If the connection is right, then the current will be at the strongest. But now, if there is an interruption in the current, or the connection is very weak, right, the connection is weak, now you won't find that type of current flowing through. Why? The connection is weak. You got a major shopping mall, right? Hundreds of stores. What type of business running through, and you got one phase electricity supplying the whole place. What's going to happen? Right, it happened like India. I don't know if you've seen. 2 hours you're getting light in the day. Fans are working all that, then power is gone. Power cut. Whole day is gone. Midsummer fans are not working. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, for half an hour it starts off again there is a power failure again. So all the time you'll just get half an hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, power failure. So the same will happen to you, you'll have a failure in the current. Now, just now you're doing very well, 1 hour, everything is on, everything is working out right. And then after that 1 hour is a power failure, now gone down again. Again, you saw that 10 minutes was a surge, you're going very well, everything is going on very well, very, very well. And later you see that there's a failure again there's a decline. So, what is required is to understand that there is a weakness in the connection. If you want that type of current to flow in all the time, you need to maintain that type of connection. You want now a 3-phase, or you want a substation, you know, or you want a full station outside your premises that can service that entire place, you know, the entire mall can service. So you need to have a proper station there. Sub-service station or a proper station you need to have there, and the station will service the whole mall. Now, Alhamdulillah, it's strong. So, the actual way is to live in the company of the mashayikh for that period where you can build up your own station. Right? You've got your own station. Wherever you're going, you're moving with your station. right? As though you're moving with your generator. You've got an independent generator and you're moving. Whenever you want it, you're just calling the generator and you're moving. Right? And for some reason, you cannot have your own generator and you need to move on. What must you do? Then, Hazrat Imam, just to give some advice, some similar advice, that then your mind and your heart must be at the station. And so your mind being there, it's like yourself being connected. What? It's like your... There's a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif. When there is a fitna somewhere, there is some problem, some wrong going on. Zakana fil ardi fitna. Faman shahidaha wa karihaha kana kaman ghaba anha. Oman ghaba anha. There's two people now. There's a fitna going on. Man shahidaha wa kariha. He's there, but he resents that, he dislikes it. Then he's as good as the person that isn't there. Wrong is taking place. You're living in Swingo Beach, and it's a summer season, hot day, long weekend. 5-6 days, and all people from Johannesburg coming, all type of clothing. Now all that wrong is taking place in your town, but you dislike it. You don't want to be anywhere near there. So kana kaman ghaba anha. But you are living in Johannesburg, and suddenly they just showed you, alright, Durban, you know, Durbs, welcome to Durbs, whatever. And you know these TV people, how they have it. They'll give you snippets of every place. Alright, this is the mall, Durban, this is the beach. Now, you thinking, when you see that picture, kaash ke hum bhi hote wahan par. My friend was at the beach, you know. So, we were doing some fishing. So an old white man was walking past. And there were those girls with all the type of clothing. Funky clothing and monkey clothing. See? So that old white man, he's saying this friend of mine that is doing the fishing there. He says, hey, lucky our youth is gone. We have done something as well, you know. We have done something. He's saying actually, Layta Shababa Ya'ud. That's what he was saying. So he's also, you know, the same who comes. And he's only hoping that his youth was there and he would have proven himself. As that youth is gone, bichara, raj tabka raha hai, lekin kuch nahi kar sakta. Can't do anything, what can you do? It's helpless in the condition. Mazoor hai. Right? So if you want to be in the hukam of the same person, what you must do? You must love that association. Your heart and your soul and your mind must be there. Though you are away, are you in Johannesburg, and this good thing is taking place, Ijtima is taking place in Durban, for example, or there is an association, there is a company of the pious, etc. So your heart and your soul and your mind, everything is here. So when your heart, your soul, your mind is going to be here, and though you are living at that distance, you will see the type of generating, that power generated within you. You are there at a distance, but your heart is there, your mind is here, your soul is here, everything is here. So you'll find that type of power generating within you. But then, according to the words of Azir, it must be a perpetual feeling. You must make it a concerted effort. Your mind, your heart, your soul is here. Sincerely, genuinely and sincerely, not just for the convenience of it, but sincerely, heart, soul and mind must be here. See? Then you reach a position, I explained it earlier also. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he complained to his Sheikh Mawlana Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that I like to come and live in your company, but I don't have the money. I don't have the money. Imagine what constraints he was going through. But we learn from this two things. One is this, that in order for deen to flourish, you don't need wealth. Wealth is not a prerequisite. Right? But I was taking a stock of this whole Tablighi Jamaat movement. I say, at least daily, I feel daily, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, I think with this Tablighi Jamaat efforts, there can't be less than 10 million rands being spent daily. 10 million rands daily. One Jamaat here, one Jamaat is flying, one Jamaat is coming back. Pedal Jamaat, Motorcar Jamaat, plane Jamaat, aeroplane Jamaat, in the jungle, in the land, in the sea, everywhere they're working. So from one end of the world to the other end is 10 million rand being spent daily. But the man that started it is so poor that he can't travel from his home in Delhi to Saharanpur. That's about, nowadays it's about 2 hours drive by train. He doesn't have, you know, what would be required, about 10, 15 rupees. He doesn't have the 15 rupees. So for deen to flourish, you don't need that wealth. You need that heart. You need that heart, that feeling. You got that feeling, you got that heart, you got that level of sincerity, that jazba, that effort. Allah Ta'ala will see to it that He takes the work out of you. Now, this example is also quite simple and basic to understand. Lost his parents under the protection of his uncle. So he's growing up as an orphan. But then this is the man that is responsible for this whole Islam throughout the globe, right? So what is required is that type of sincerity. إِلْجَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ قَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ Allah will, He will show me the way. He will take care of me, He will show me the way. But then on your side, what you need to? جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Come to Allah Ta'ala with the right heart. Like I say, your soul is here, your heart is here, your mind is here. Mind is amongst those people. أَلْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّهُ See that he says. أَلْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّهُ You love those people, you will be counted amongst them. So though you are not there, for some reasons, circumstances, they not allow you to be here. But al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, the hadith should the hukam. So you will find the same type of power generating within you. So Mawla complained to his sheikh, Mawla Puri Sahib, Prophet, I don't have the money, I don't have the funds to come. So by this time, Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahman had built himself to such a position that his sheikh says to him that aapko aane ki zarurat nahi hai. You don't have the need to come. Tumhare liye dur aur nazdeek dono barabar hai. For you, remaining at a distance and coming here is both one and the same. You don't have to come here. See? Whether you are at a distance or you are here, you will enjoy the same type of benefit. Why? He built himself. He built himself to that position. And we can't say that we can't. We've got this constraint. I'm showing you Mawla's financial constraint. We can't afford traveling from Delhi to Saharanpur, 15 rupees or 10 rupees, or 1 rand. He doesn't have 1 rand to travel from Delhi to Saharanpur. So we don't have those constraints. So if there is any problem, there is a weakness within us, that's laziness in us. And how to get over this? I say, perpetually, this frame of mind, my heart, my soul, my mind is here. I want to be here. And I want to do what I have to do, the right thing, the correct thing, the thought and the ways that are of my mashayikh, I need to get it in my life, I need to work with it. So that must be a perpetual concern all the time. Who knows, if you have this perpetual concern and you are sincere in that, then you will do what the Shaykh desires you to do. You will do what he wants you to do. what Allah wants you to do, what His Nabi wants you to do, because your mind is there. You came with a qalb salim. Inni zahibun ila rabbi. What's your work? See, there's two things here. From the side of the salik, what he does? Zahibun ila rabbi. He'll move and go in that direction of Allah Ta'ala. He'll make that effort. Zahibun ila rabbi, in other words, he'll make that effort. Whatever was required, he will do it. In other words, like I said, in this particular case, the mind, heart, and soul is here. That is now equivalent to Zahibun ila rabbi. So if you do that, then what will happen? Sayahdeen. You make the initiative, you make the attempt, and what Allah Ta'ala will do? He will take you along, He will show it to you. But you play your side of it. You do your side of it. You do your side of it, Allah Ta'ala will do His side of it. Is that clear now? Any ambiguity left? Door nazdik ke liye. So nazdik hai, well, unka kya kaha jaye? Lekin jo door hai, those that are at a distance, what is the substitute? The fazl of Allah Ta'ala. This makes it very clear. This is a substitute for it. Right? Asan kare.